Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy anniversary, baby. It's our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show today. This is the anniversary day. 19 years ago today, I started broadcasting my show. And not very long after that, folks, not very long after that, I, Jim Blasingame, the host of the Small Business Advocate Show, found Joanna Brandy and invited her to be on the show. And we haven't been right since. She's shook us up. She's made us think. She's made us happy. She's held my feet to the fire. She's been an abiding friend and resource for us now for almost 19 years for her. January, this coming January, we'll celebrate her 19th anniversary. She's the author of so many books on how you can love up your customers. I can't see over the top of them. She's leading the charge in positive leadership. And she's here to talk about some of that right now. She's our very good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe it's 19 years. How could that be? I'm only 28.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Oh, Jim. Oh, my gosh. 19 years. Congratulations. It's amazing how you stay focused on it, keep working at it. It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
It's fun when you're working with small business owners, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
They inspire us. So, all right, so let's talk about you. I'm so proud of the way you continue to lead with your positive message, and we just gotta have more of this. There's just so much, you know, all this analytical stuff, all the big data. There's not much happiness in that sort of stuff. It's so numerical, right? I mean, I know you gotta have it, folks. But there's no fun in analytics. There's no fun in big data. And the marketplace is supposed to be fun too, isn't it?
Well, I think it should be. I mean, I really carry a belief that we can have fun, we can be productive, we can make great stuff or deliver great service, be wildly successful, and do it all at the same time.
Yeah. I tell my new employees, we take our work very seriously around here, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Yeah, that's a great way to pose it. That's a great way to pose it. Because when you don't take yourself too seriously, first of all, you're open to expansion. You're willing to try new things. When you take yourself so seriously, you know, those are the people that say, I know it won't work that way. You know, and it's funny because depending on how I frame this, when I tell people I teach happiness, it's like the roll of the eyes, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, where do you do that? But you know what? Talk about data. The good news is, that the data keeps coming in on the side of happiness. The data keeps coming in to say that the human brain works better when it's in a state of positive emotion than it does in a state of negative emotion.
No question. I mean, that's biological, isn't it?
It's chemical. It's actually biological.
It's chemical.
It's quite chemical, because every time we have a feeling and thought, we create a chemical. And when we create feelings of goodness and wholeness, and happiness, and when we are kind to one another, we create a biochemistry in the body that turns on the parasympathetic nervous system and activates our innate healing abilities.
So happiness is a best practice.
Oh, happiness is a best practice. That's a lovely way to put it.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I have that kind of mind. So, so seriously, when you talk about positive, you convert happiness into positive. A lot of people have a hard time dealing with happiness because everybody gets to define that their own way. How do you make people happy? You know, I'm not responsible for your happiness, Joanna. You're not responsible for my happiness.
Exactly.
But we can motivate each other and encourage each other to be positive, to convert happiness into being positive.
Yeah, well, when I talk about happiness, Jim, I'm really talking about positive emotion, and there are many of those. So a more serious person may not like this idea of happiness, because in their mind they define happiness as giddiness or flakiness or whatever. When I'm talking about happiness, it's pretty much a shorthand for positive emotion. There's so many positive emotions, you know, feeling deeply satisfied, feeling content. Those are positive emotions.
Well, that's exactly right. And then of course, it's our job as the owners of the company to convert those positive steps, those positive behaviors into leadership, right?
Well, yeah, you have to focus them. You have to focus them. And because my field has always been the customer experience, obviously I'm teaching people how to use the production of positive energy, the increase of positive energy, and focus it on how do we create a better experience for ourselves internally and a better experience for the customers externally.
Because that's really where the special sauce begins, isn't it?
In there somewhere. It's a special sauce.
Well, because when you want something, when you and I were kids, our parents woke up and said, "We need this," and they didn't. They weren't sure that that it was available in our town, and if it was, they weren't sure that it was going to be available at a price that they could afford. So it was always worry. Today, nobody wakes up like that. Nobody wakes up and says, "Huh, I wonder if I'll be able to get what I want, and I wonder if I can pay the price I want." Because you can. But so that means everything we want is a commodity.
Yeah. Basically.
But the experience is not a commodity.
No.
And that's where the special sauce is, and that's what makes people come back, not the product.
Absolutely. And if you look at the experience, what makes them come back is how they felt. It's how they felt. They don't necessarily, the intellectual part is to say, "I had a good experience. There were more positives than negatives." But the actual human part of it is, "God, I love working with them. They make me feel good."
Mm-hmm.
They make me feel valued. They make me feel special. They make me feel important. They make me, you know.
And they'll spend money with you that they wouldn't have spent anywhere else. They'll pay you more.
Yeah.
Than they would have paid anybody else. And in the special sauce, which is a result of converting your relative happiness into positive leadership with your people and with your customers, in that conversion and the special sauce, that's where your margins are, aren't they?
Well, I think they are. Yeah. Because companies, if you really look into it, companies that are on that Fortune, you know, companies that are the best to work for and all that, check their margins. They do better. I think the number, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the number, and it was posted in the Street many months ago,
right,
was 120 percentage points higher. Profitability.
No question.
When employees are raving about working at that company.
When they're engaged. Exactly.
Yeah.
I need the website quickly.
It's positiveenergizer.com.
Which we're going to talk more about, a new program that she's launching next week. After these messages, positive energizer. How about that? You know, like the bunny, I guess, huh? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.